I had no idea that Wednesday's version of Upon Further Review would kick up so much controversy within our own staff here at the Ticket. The Hardline did Upon Further Review of the review the next day. And then Dan and Jake joined in on it yesterday, and it's become this bit, and that's fine. People think Bob and I are warring. We're not, as far as I'm concerned. We don't have to see the same game and have the same opinion of everything. But I thought I may just take a couple of minutes here just to be clear on, A, what that segment was about, and B, what I believe in the game of football. Because in the last 2 days, I've been accused of being 30 years behind the times, of being just sounding old when you're talking about football. And that's fine. It may not totally mesh with what you feel about the game, and maybe some of these thoughts I'm about to share are archaic, but I embrace a lot of what's going on right now. I'm not against analytics. It goes down to the high school ranks of formations, tendencies, and things like that. I'm all for it. I love it when someone thinks outside the box offensively, spreads the field. If you want to throw it 80% of the time, that's fine with me too. I think that can change from week to week. And the theme of Upon Further Review was, like a lot of people, I was really interested to see what type of season Zeke Elliott would have this year. We've had one game to look at. He had 13 carries. We broke down all 13 carries. My point really plays into the modern view of football is it's a numbers game. My point was about those 13 carries. I don't know if they gave him the best chance to succeed when they did run the ball, because talk about behind the times. Some of those were formations of basically a wing T where you had 9 Tampa defenders in the box because the formation was so tight. My point was, if you're only going to run him 13 times, how about not on first down out of a bunch formation or double tight end set with a wing? How about on second down and you spread the field with 3 receivers, or heck, even 4, flex out your tight end and try a draw play? And it may only go for 3 or 4 yards. My point there is, I know that's not as good as averaging 8 yards per play when you pass the ball, and that's what the Cowboys were doing that night. But maybe that slows down Adamakan Sue so he doesn't bury your quarterback or Via or anyone else in the front 7 for Tampa. When you run a play, it doesn't always have to be the touchdown play, and sometimes that sets up your next series or your next play. I believe in all this of modern offense and using the numbers. And sometimes I've loved that about Belichick over the years, that sometimes Brady would throw it 58 times and the next week they'll run it 58 times. It's dictated by numbers. It's dictated by your opponent, by your matchups. I'm all for it. And I didn't really have a problem with the Cowboys throwing the ball so much last week. I brought up some points about how they tried to run it and the fact that I think that's somewhat unusual that you go 20 straight plays without using Zeke, 15 straight plays in the second half without using Zeke. I didn't hear that anywhere else in town. And to me, it's interesting. I'm not saying it's wrong, but isn't it interesting when I think the guys had a little bit of success running the ball and you don't even go back to it. How do you know? I guess my point was, how do you know you can't run it if you don't even try?
Yeah, and of all the things you brought up, that was the most interesting to me, that they went 20 straight plays without giving Zeke the ball, because I didn't realize that watching the game. And that is weird. Now, as Kellen Moore was quick to point out this week, maybe he had 6 or 7 runs to Zeke in that stretch, and Dak checked out of all of them.
Right.
So maybe it's not on the offensive coordinator, maybe it's on the quarterback, and if it's on the quarterback, he's probably not keeping track in the fog of war of, wow, we haven't run Zeke 18 times, so I can't straight time, so I better not check out of this one. You know, he's just play to play.
Yeah.
But when you do step back, big picture, I don't think that's ever a great thing, unless you're down 4 touchdowns to avoid your supposed still top 5 running back 20 straight plays. So I think of all the things you brought up, that definitely caught my attention.
And I still believe this. Call me crazy. I still believe that running the football is important.
Well, it is.
And I think Kyle Shanahan, Sean McVay, and Sean Payton, a number of other considered really good offensive coaches, Greg Roman, I think they would agree with me. It's still important in the game, and it's amazing how much I got this week of, don't you know the game's moved on? You don't have to run the ball anymore. You throw it. That's how you score points. That's how you move the ball. Y'all been playing too much fantasy football. It's still a great attribute as an offense to be able to run the football.
It is still a line of scrimmage game above
Absolutely.
All else. Above all else. And I think, and this is not incorrect, but I think so many people just think today's football, college and pro, is all about throwing it. And if you were to bring up Payton and McVay, the guys you mentioned, Shanahan, I think most fans would say, oh, yeah, they throw it all the time. That's all they want to do. But at their core, they want to run it.
Yeah.
And they want to control the line of scrimmage. And there are so many benefits to running the ball. And I do think we've progressed to a point where, no, you don't want your team, and it's probably not winning football formula, to run 60% of the time and throw 40% or 55-45. But the closer you can get to balance, the better, because it balance helps both. Maybe the best weapon in football is the play-action fake. But if you are never running, well, the play-action's not going to be as effective.
Right.
And no matter what you want to do, run or pass, you better be controlling the line of scrimmage, either run blocking or pass blocking, or you have no chance in any game. And those guys, Payton and McVay and Shanahan, in their best years when they had good quarterbacks or Hall of Fame quarterbacks, they usually hit it about 55-45.
Yeah.
They were right around 55% pass, 45% run, and that is going to differ game to game. But for a season, if that's about where you are, I think that's the golden area. But I think a lot of people today, when they think about the NFL, they think, the way to win is 70% pass, 30% run, or 75-25, or something like that. And that's just not true.
And in a given week, that may be the case. Exploit a team's cover up your deficiencies if you're not able to run the ball, which is a part of what maybe the Cowboys looked at last week without Zach Martin. I get all of that. Another thing I heard this week, don't you understand, it's about vertical horizontal stretch? Y'all think this is a new concept? I had deep discussions about this with Steve Kragthorpe 27 years ago, concepts that he based off of his dad, Dave Kragthorpe. For those that don't know, he was the offensive coordinator for Lavelle Edwards at BYU in the 1970s. That concept has been around. That is not a new concept. And speaking of new and old concepts, we were talking about this off air. I thought Fernando made a great point. The more this game changes, and it has changed, rules have changed, schemes have changed, there's all sorts of things with formation, which I love all that stuff. I love Steve Sarkisian's ideas at Texas as you go back to the college game. But how much did all that pre-snap motion and fast motion and quick motion help them against Arkansas? Not much, because they got whipped up front.
Mm-hmm.
And the more this game changes, I thought Fernando was dead on the other morning where we were talking about this. He said, this is still a game, as much as we want to change it, it's about blocking and tackling. And if you can do that really well, you've got a chance to do just about anything you want on both sides of the ball.
Yes.
That may be really boring, and we don't really want to look at what's going on up front that much unless they highlight, hey, look, this guy got pancaked. But that's what it is. This game is so won and lost up front, and we go back to when the Cowboys were really effective with that offensive line 5 years ago, and we all just think, oh, the Cowboys still have a great offensive line. No, it's not the same offensive line. And they can line up however they want. They can throw it as many times as they want or run it as many times as they want. Until you're really good up front and you win up front, then I believe my core football values, you're not going to be very good. You're not going to be very consistent.
And I think it's very easy to fall into the we got to throw it a million times every game because that's how you win in today's NFL as the season starts and moves along. And then by the end of the season, you watch the Tampa Bay defense completely shut down Patrick Mahomes, and you watch the Patriots defense completely shut down the high-flying Rams and win championships with defense, tackling, controlling the line of scrimmage, and you do come back to, I think, at the end of pretty much every year, oh, yeah, that is what football's about.
Yeah. So I believe in the power element, too. I still believe in running and defense, special teams, all that. I'm also a big believer in speed. I think Barry Switzer had it right about that a long time ago.
Speed kills.
It kills, and it still kills. That's what's made Kansas City so great. That's what makes, I think the Cowboys are going to see a lot of that on Sunday. That's what I think will make the Chargers eventually great. They've got a lot of speed on the line of scrimmage and outside. I think the Cowboys have some speed, too, and I think that's why they've got some chances on Sunday and here on out in 21. So I guess I just don't have just one. Well, you got to be a 50-50 team. You got to be a running team, or you got to be a passing team. No, it's an evolving thing, and you've got to have a lot of elements to be a good football team consistently, and that's where the speed and the speed motion can play into it. But that's that. I still believe in that too. If you get a team with some speed and you're pretty good at the line of scrimmage, or good at the line of scrimmage, you're going to have a lot of success.
Yeah, it's definitely a passing league, and so every team is going to be more pass-heavy than run-heavy, but you can get out of whack for a season, for an entire average over now 17 games. And so I think the answer is, yes, you're going to always throw the ball a little more than you run it, but you still need to run it because that helps the passing game. You still need to control the line of scrimmage above all else. It's not just about throwing the ball.
No. And I think that's what I think Mike McCarthy's very pass heavy. I think Kellen Moore is pretty pass heavy. And maybe Dak Prescott, like a lot of quarterbacks, is pretty pass heavy.
You got to have a lead, though.
The way he's going to change out of a play.
You got to have a lead if you're going to run the ball in the NFL right now. And if you're trailing by a score or two damn near every game, you're not going to establish the run at all because you're going to be in catch-up mode.
Yeah, but for example, the other night against Tampa Bay, if once the Cowboys took the lead in the fourth quarter, you know, if they had been able to run the ball a little bit more, maybe they wouldn't have left that much time for Brady. You know,
maybe.
There's just
maybe they would have been better in the red zone.
But they didn't have a lead until they kicked that field goal to go ahead, right?
Yeah, but they left him, what, a minute and a half?
Yeah.
Like on that, I'm a little foggy now, even though it's only been a week.
Zuerlein made the field goal to go up, which gave Brady.
But on that drive,
yeah, well,
you know, if you take a little bit more time off the clock, there are always going to be cases like that. You find yourself down. But if you do have the ability to run the ball, I think you give yourself a better chance to win these close games. Now, you're right. If you're down two touchdowns, you're not catching up by running
the
ball.
And the Cowboys are often down by two touchdowns.
Yes, and that's affected it the last couple of years. But it also affects it, too, when, you know, they've had a lot of their plays get stuffed when they've tried to run it. And, you know, Jason Garrett was pretty stubborn about that, and that's why that didn't work out. That's why he's not here anymore. But here's one other thing about last week. I kept hearing about, hey, Kellen Moore had a great game plan. I generally agree with that. I think that was good game plan. Use the quick passes to the outside as part of your running game. But also, if you want to talk about who was really old school, if you go back to when the Cowboys did try to run the ball, he was pretty old school. There was a lot of two tight ends, and here we go. We got our guy back here, and we've got this bunch set, and we're going to power the football, and they weren't able to. Poor Zeke, he just didn't have I would love to have seen him go against some better numbers. And like Kalishaw brought up, maybe that wouldn't have worked either. Maybe not. We just didn't see it in that game.
Yeah, that's why I didn't have a huge problem with what they did against Tampa Bay, just because I think that they realized without Zach Martin against that front, they probably weren't going to do much on that given night. I guess my thought is if that, whatever that out of whack ratio was on Thursday, you know, generally speaking, out of whack. If that continues the rest of the season, then we're probably looking at a 5-win team. You know, you got to get it a little bit more back in line. But I do understand why it was out of whack on Thursday night.
We'll see what they give us on Sunday. And if Dak's dropping back another 50-some-odd times, he's 1-4 now when he's tried to throw it more than 50 times. Most quarterbacks have losing records when they throw it more than 50 times. Brady's not, but he's the exception to just about every rule. Don't we know that by now?
Yeah, and that's because most of the time, if you're throwing it 50 times,
you're behind
two or three touchdowns, and you got to throw it that many times.
Absolutely.
But you could also, be interesting to go back in all those games early and see why they got down early.
Yeah. You could know, have what, been turning the ball over, maybe.
Could have been that, or was it their play calling?
Yeah.
Got them in a hole early.
Yeah. See, football is a talking sport.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.